Located in the British Library is a manuscript dating to around 570 CE. It was acquired on November 11, 1847. The man who sold it was an Egyptian by the name of Auguste Pacho, a native of Alexandria. Pacho got the ancient text from the Macarius Monastery in Egypt. Founded in the 6th century CE and located between Cairo and Alexandria in the Nitrian Valley, Macarius is one of the oldest Syrian monasteries in the world. The manuscript left the monastery in July, but en route to the UK, Pacho made a stopover in Paris, probably selling other manuscripts to the libraries there. He finally made it to the UK in November and promptly sold the text to the British Museum, which then turned it over to the British Library. The Macarius Monastery manuscript was filed under the unpretentious name British Library Manuscript No. 17202. It's written in Syriac, a Middle Eastern language related to Aramaic, the language spoken by Jesus and many of his contemporaries. Titled A Volume of Records of Events Which Have Shaped the World, it's a collection of writings, a kind of miniature library. It represents an anonymous 6th-century monk's attempt to preserve a record of events which, in his view, were earth-shattering in their import. As a result, he includes in his collection an account of the conversion of the Emperor Constantine to Christianity, an important church history that relates the debates over the person of Christ, the finding of key 1st-century Christian relics, and a proof of eternal life provided by the once-famous legend of the Seven Sleepers of Ephesus. All hot topics in his day, and for his community of believers. One manuscript does not seem to fit this collection of ostensibly important writings. It is called The Story of Joseph the Just and Aseneth His Wife. It's this writing that concerns us here. This is our mysterious text, and it represents the focus of our investigation. The story of Joseph the Just and Aseneth his wife did not originate with the 6th century monk who preserved it. It was translated into Syriac, as an anonymous letter writer who introduces the work tells us, from a much earlier Greek work, perhaps a century or more earlier. Even that previous document was most likely a copy of a still earlier work. It was copied, like the New Testament documents themselves, by generations of dedicated scribes who toiled to preserve this precious tale for future readers. The story this Syriac manuscript relates, therefore, stretches back in history, beyond the 4th and 3rd centuries, as far back as the 2nd, or perhaps even the 1st century CE. Put differently, the story that British Library Manuscript No. 17,200